Well, I'm now with Trinity's goalkeeper Jason White and the left winger Jamie Yates. First of all, Jason White, you've joined the club in the last couple of months and you played a big part in the running.
Yeah, I've come to the club and I've enjoyed it. Like I say, it were a big change from where I've come from. But yeah, like I say, to get into the playoffs, for me at this stage of the season is fantastic.
A couple of scary bits for you in the afternoon. I can remember you making an excellent double save where you blocked a shot down at a player's feet in the box and then got up to tip the long-range effort over the bar.
Yeah, I made a few saves today, but like I say, the work rate from the rest of the team were fantastic today. We rode a luck at times, but we dug deep and we got the result we deserved.
And a big game on Wednesday night against Halifax.
Yeah, it will be a big game, and the lads will be up for it, but it's what we've worked all season for.
And Jamie Yates, Halifax, the only side in the playoffs that we've not beaten.
Not interested, really. Just glad to be there. You know, we don't fear anybody. I think when we play, when we're on his game, you know, it doesn't matter whether we're playing Halifax, Skysley, whoever. I mean, we've got it in his locker to beat them, and that's that.
And although you didn't beat Halifax, you had an awful lot of chances against them at Christmas.
We did, yeah. Well, we've got good players. You know, we've seen that there today. You know, Leon Metham's not played a big part this season, but when he's come on, he's been superb. And he started a handful of games, and look at that today. You know, he's got us in there single-handedly, really, and been super.
It was a great afternoon for Liam Metham.
Massive afternoon for him. I think I said to him in there, that's probably his finest hour. You know, a hat-trick on the last day of the season to see us in the playoffs. You know, I'm delighted for him.
I don't know, but Michael Leary was co-commentating with me. He says he thinks it's the first time he's ever scored a hat-trick.
It might be. I ain't asked him. But, you know, a hat-trick anywhere is fantastic. But to do it today, as I say, I'm delighted for him.
And you play on the wing, so you're quite close to the crowd. So there'll be lots of noise next to your ear on Wednesday night.
Oh, I love it, yeah. It's great. For and against, really. I've played long enough now to realise that, you know, people are entitled to the opinion, whether it be good or bad. You know, you just have to get on with it.
And Jason, there was a good band of Trinity fans behind your goal this afternoon.
Yeah, they were fantastic today. They got right behind the lads, especially when we had a few scary moments last off. Yeah, they were fantastic.
And we're also joined by Dominic Romer. If I just go to the end of my cable to speak to Dom. And changing fortunes for you, because you gave the penalty away last week, but it all came good today.
Obviously last week I made a mistake at the last 5 minutes giving the penalty away, but I was determined today to make sure that I made up for that, and hopefully I did.
And a great afternoon for the club. I don't know if you're aware, it's the first time Gainsborough Trinity have ever been in the playoffs. And if you go through the playoffs, it'll be the first time that they've ever earned automatic promotion.
Yeah, someone's just mentioned that downstairs. It'll be brilliant for the club if we can keep pushing on now. And, you know, we don't fear anybody in the playoffs. And hopefully we can get a result against Halifax and go into the final and win it.
And we've got this goal scorer, the man of the afternoon, really. It was a team effort, but Liam Metham, it's your hat-trick that's bombed Gainsborough Trinity into the playoffs.
Yeah, you know, nice to get out there and get a win. We needed it, really, after last week. We was all disappointed for the week. And just to go out there and get three goals, you know, it's always nice.
You got off the mark with what's now becoming your trademark, the free kick curled around the wall into the far corner.
I don't know if it's a trademark. I think I've just, you know, hit two lucky ones. I don't think I'll get a third one. I think I got a third one, it went out of the ground, so I'll give it a rest for a while.
Trinity are good at free kicks, but the free kicks in the box are normally aimed to Stamp, Waterfall and Boyce, and lo and behold, there were you. We had a bit of an argument over how tall you were last week in the interview, I recall, but you were there with your head today.
Yeah, you know, it's. I don't think it's how big you are, it's just the runs you make, and if you get on the end of things, you know, you've got a chance of scoring.
And the third one, I think you and me both looked across at the assistant referee at the same time, saw that the flag had stayed down and you was in on goal.
Yeah, you know, it's always nice to get a decision. I don't know if I was half a yard off, maybe. But, you know, some you get and some you don't. And luckily today, the linesman or the lines lady let me get away with one. And obviously I was in on goal and that was for my hat-trick.
And big games to come.
Massive for the club, massive for everyone involved. You know, the gaffer all the way down to the kit man, everyone involved, you know. It's really, really nice. All the hard work everyone's put in and around the club is hopefully going to pay off and get promoted into the conference premier.